Welcome back to Aging with Dangerous Sizzle with Jean and Suzanne. You know, my friend, after a week in Springville, Missouri, I am so ready for any kind of spirit you want to bring to the table. Help me bring the spirit. Oh, I need spirit.
I know. And we are going to bring it. It's the Spirited Table. And we have with us today Cindy Sutter, who is the owner of that.
And I am the founder and editor of the Spirited Table.
Wow, Cindy. That's fabulous. Welcome to our show, and let's start.
Thank you.
Would you tell us a little bit about yourself and what is the Spirited Table?
A quick flyover of myself is I was born in Corpus Christi, Texas, so I'm a Southern girl, and 28 years ago, my husband plopped me in the middle of the snow, and so you sort of have a choice to either bring some of that cultural diversity with you and try to find the way to mix it in or abandon it, and I chose to embrace it. So one of the things that kind of got me off on the Spirited Table is every year I do a dessert party, and it's my grandmother and mother's Southern desserts. And I have at this point 98 women who come, and
Woo.
I make them all, and it has become
you
a
make
great,
all the desserts yourself.
I make all the desserts myself.
Oh my gosh!
And it's become a big tradition. So Sue Zellickson, who most of you know from WCCO,
she's a good friend of ours.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, she's the one that looked at me one day and said, "You know, you've got to do something with this whole idea of traditions and desserts." So that was one little piece that started the Spirited Table. And so what we have become is a lifestyle blog, and our purpose is to celebrate the melting pot of cultures and values and faiths and traditions. And the way we choose to do it, because that's what we have in common as a group, is food. And so food, to me, is kind of that universal language that brings everyone together around the table.
I agree.
Okay, so when you say spirited, I just want to make sure I get this, because so really your blog is about the commonality of food, that food brings to all of us, and that's a place where I mean, what is spirited? How does this word, tell me about how does spirited fit? I hate to be dense, but
No, that's a good question, Suzanne.
Spirited really is about bringing the spiritual component with the cultural component, with the ethnicity, and bringing those old traditions and having them embrace the new way of thinking. So spirited can mean spirits, it can mean conversation, it can mean engagement around food, it can mean mixology or a vintner's voice or a great recipe.
Or the table settings
or a seasonal celebration, or obviously as we head into Thanksgiving and Christmas, those are key elements to the Spirited Table. So it can be any or all of the above, and I think that's why people have really embraced what we're doing, is because it's a way to bring together generations as well as families and friends together around the table.
Okay, now I'm going to say what I think I heard you say. It's about me and you and each individual expressing their own spirit.
Correct.
Through this medium.
That is correct.
Would that be a good way to say it?
That's a perfect way to say it.
Okay. Wow.
I get it.
I'm impressed. I don't think I would have. Huh. That's great. All right.
It is true. I get that. I get that everybody, like you said, I have traditions. Jeannie, remember the green bean battle we used to have at Thanksgiving? Because she wanted her green beans one way and I wanted them another. And so and this was huge because they were each family traditions. And that was a part of our own spirit of our family and our culture. Coming to that celebration. So I get it.
Well, and I think another way to kind of...
And my green beans are best.
But who's counting, right?
Yeah, who's counting?
I think one way to sum it up, I have this saying, hospitality is a state of mind. And so if you take that spirited hospitality and spread it out to your friends and family, that's our goal.
Yeah.
And on your website, you have all those contributors. I think you call them
tastemakers in residence.
And you have how many of those?
I have a revolving group. Most of the time there are between 25 and 30. And basically they come from all walks of life. They come from everything from media Sue Zellickson and Brenda Langton, who started the Mill City Market.
And Brenda was the one that had the one in
Spoon River. She still has Spoon River,
no,
right?
No, but she had the one down in
Cafe Brenda.
Cafe Brenda,
yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Laura and Katie Chin are the daughters of Leanne.
Oh.
And Katie lives actually in L.A., and so she brings that West Coast great energy. And then Laura is from here. And then there's, you know, we have two ASID designers who provide these amazing tabletop settings. I have a man who owns one of the newest, hottest stores called Mid Mod Men. And it's about mid-century furniture and glassware and table settings.
Mm.
So there are very distinct voices, and my goal with starting the Spirited Table is I felt like there needed to kind of be a seismic shift from single voice blogs. I think there are a lot of wonderful single voice blogs, mm-hmm. but this chorus of voices that reflect unusual communities and experiences that bring us to the table, I felt was an underexplored niche.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really why I started the Spirited Table.
Wow. That is just, isn't that something, Suzanne?
Yeah.
There's so much to this. All right. So I understand that you're celebrating a birthday. Spirited Table celebrating a birthday this week.
We are. We are 1 year old. Woohoo!
Oh, so it's just 1 year. I was thinking it was more than that. Okay. Wow.
And we're continuing to evolve. And I think that's critical to stay in tune with what's going on.
Uh-huh.
And one of the things I would love to share, coming up in January, we are going to really focus on conveying more interaction with our followers and more personal stories between myself and other tastemakers will end up showing up on the site. So if they have a favorite tastemaker, as many of them do, they can not only follow what they're doing, but there will be more interaction opportunities there with their followers.
Hmm. Kind of like a Facebook thing?
They can connect via Facebook, and that information, all right, so let's back up. So if you go to the website and you click on Tastemakers in Residence, you will see their pictures, and then if you click on those pictures, you will go to their personal page.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And so there's all the social media buttons mm-hmm. for that tastemaker are on their page,
mm-hmm.
and it has their bio, and then it has a list of all the posts that they have recently done.
Mm-hmm.
And so that way, if a viewer comes and says, let's use Christina Meyer-Jacks as one of our young tastemakers who does a lot of spots on WCCO and Fox. She is a external meals nutritionist, dietary person. So a lot of people love following her healthy component to
mm-hmm.
the Spirited Table.
Mm-hmm.
So they follow her on Facebook or they communicate with
okay.
her like that.
Wow, that is really interesting. Well, and also, I found your inspirational section. I thought that was so great. Can you explain that a little bit? That was fabulous, I thought.
Well, it gets back a little bit to my hospitality as a state of mind. So expressions of gratitude, in my opinion, if we're doing it correctly, they can really come in many unique packages. Honestly, if each person spoke about their expressions of gratitude, you'd have a different answer.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we try to bring to the table is ways for people to do random acts of kindness, to pass on traditions, to share their family history in ways that haven't been done before. So that's one piece. Blessings and graces really cross all cultural and faith divides, and we have humor in them, and we have joy in them, and I have a lot of diverse faith tastemakers on the website. And gifts. So as we head into the holiday season, the gift area is going to be hopping because most of us need hospitality gifts or a hostess gift. And so we're going to be highlighting, going to try to do two or three every week.
And is that gifts that you that they buy from you?
No.
Or gifts actually, from other stores? You've got them from other stores?
From other stores.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
So, wow, that'll be fun to see.
And tips of ways to make things if you don't have a big budget, and it's going to be across the board.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last piece is our charities. And I want to bring up the fact that Minnesota Military Family Foundation was just highlighted with a barbecue fundraiser, and touring for a cure was five young men who took their summer and started here in Stillwater and rode to Naples, Florida to raise money for cancer. So we try to bring to light things like that on the featured charity area.
Mm-hmm. Rode on a horse?
They rode on a bike.
Just kidding. And then they ate the horse. Yeah. I know. I heard this story. No, maybe not. Yeah. Maybe not a good story.
All right, Cindy. So then, and that's what you see in the future. That's what you're building on. It sounds like you've just got lots of great ideas.
Well, and one of the things I would love our listeners to pay attention to is I do have a couple of spots left for tastemakers. Last night I met with a young lady who is going to come in. She's Russian, and she has a craft beer background. But we're looking for vintners' voices, people that love to talk about wine. And we're also looking for a toast, like a toastmaster who's really good at coming up with toast, which I think is something that I am definitely not good at, but I know there are people out there that are. And so any surprises that your viewers might have or your listeners might have, I would love to hear about them.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, and it's just, it's such a new thing for you. I mean, that's...
Well, I have a complaint. May I voice a complaint here?
You certainly may.
Here's what I see happening is that, in fact, we have a little piece on this last week about in London now, there are many restaurants that are putting a time limit on food and eating. And what I see is that when we used to have dinners, celebrations, Easter, Christmas, Thanksgiving, we would sit around the table and we would talk and share stories. And now my kids, it's like you go to the, when I go to their house or a lot of times as a guest of many people, it's people have, they're in a hurry. They want to get, it's, dining isn't dining. And to me, sharing that spirituality, coming to the table and sitting around and talking about who we are, what our dreams and hopes are, the dinner table used to be where all that happened. And it makes me so sad that our society is losing that.
No, you're absolutely right. And I think one of the things that we want our followers to find on our website is I sort of see it as a way to discover the real nourishment, if you will, around the table. And if you think about what you just said, think about sitting next to, at a dinner party or at an event or wherever, a really engaging partner. And they make you feel like they're listening. They make you share your heart. And a lot of times you have a lot of fun. Well, to your point, if you're rushing through dinner, that can't happen.
Right.
Well, I really hope that, and then the other thing that is one of my deals is manners in kids. My kids, when we were young, we sat at the table and listened until everyone was finished. And now it's like a lot of times my grandkids, they're finished and then they're up and they're gone. And to me, we're losing so many of the kinds of things that enable us to share our spirits to pass the things down to our children and grandchildren that were meaningful to us. And I would love it if you would start a campaign. And so that's where kids learn manners. And now kids today, they have no idea how to eat proper, or many of them, I don't want to generalize, many of them, some of them I'm very closely related to, they don't know how to eat, they don't know how to use a napkin, and that makes me sad.
Yeah.
Okay, so one of my tastemakers that I just met with 2 weeks ago wants me to create a template, and that's why this is so funny that you brought this up. She wants a template for the way the table's supposed to be set and how people are supposed to act. So now that you said let's start a manners campaign, I think we can do that.
She just wrote that down, Suzanne.
I just wrote it down.
Perfect.
And I have to... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Will you take my grandchildren for like a couple of weeks?
Well, I don't know. I don't know about that.
Cindy, tell us your how do people find you, your website.
It's at thespiritedtable.com. And... hopefully, after you visit, you'll be inspired to pass along the expressions of gratitude, pass along the manners to your children, and enjoy the table settings and the stories behind them. Because I have to end with this. Every culture has a noodle, every dish has a story, and everybody brings something different to this party table.
Oh, that's great. Thank you so much. Thank you.